Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles. This is public radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles.
Hey, the Zydeco Coaster!
Go ahead, Miss Ann Goodland.
Where's that?
Miss Ann Goodland, tell them what you know. The Zydeco Stomp is where it's at and where it is. KRVS, I'm Herman Fuselier, back for another 3 hours of some good Zydeco blues and old school R&B right here on listener-supported public radio, 88.7 FM KRVS and online worldwide at krvs.org. Sunny skies on the outside, 89 degrees on our way to another hot one, but it's still the perfect time to light the barbecue pit. Pour yourself a long, tall, cold glass of Strawberry Hill or whatever your favorite beverage is. And that's the big cat Ernie Ladd used to say on Mid-South Wrestling.
Get on the telephone and call somebody.
And tell them the Zydeco Stomp is on the air.
All right.
On the air with John Delafosse and the Unis Playboys. Live at the Richards Club. Highway 190 Lautel. I done got over. We're going to get over on the Zydeco Stomp, KRVS, 88.7 FM.
Thank you.
little thing. All I want is a little girl that just satisfied my soul. For the dog got to. Well, the dog got to. The dog got to. You're my baby. For the dog got to.
That's John Delafosse and the Eunice Playboys live at the Richards Club, Highway 190 in Lawtell. Gone but not forgotten, but around for almost 70 years. So many classics there. And that was one of them, the Zydeco Live album, double album recorded on Rounder Records back in the day, 1989. Also featured Boo Zoo and Willis Prudham and a new band just starting out, Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas. But that's John Delafosse and the Eunice Playboys. I done got over to help us kick off with another edition of the Zydeco Stomp, and I'm here in the KRVS Studios reminiscing with Rusty Matoir about the Zydeco Live album. And Rusty, you never got to experience Richard's Club, or did you?
Yeah, I did. I actually played, it wasn't Richard's at the time, it was the Zydeco Hall of Fame.
At Miller's, yeah, Miller right. In later years, yeah, right. Same place. Ooh, I forgot about that. So, yeah, it's sad to see those dance halls go.
Right.
And Rusty, welcome to the Zydeco Stomp. Good to have you. What's been going on? You're a busy man these days, leader of the band Zydeco Crush.
Yes, sir. I mean, I try to be as busy as I can. You know, of course, I'm always playing music and working on music. Mm-hmm. I'm working on my third album right now. I'm hoping that'll be finished by the end of summer.
Yeah.
You know, of course, during the week. In the school year, I'm a school bus driver, so that's what I do Monday through Friday.
Okay.
And also, I'm back in school now again.
Okay.
So hopefully I'll be finished with that about October. So I got a lot going on, but I love it. That's how I love to be.
Playing music, driving bus, and in school as a student. So what you studying as far as that?
I'm studying HVAC work, heating, okay. Ventilation, and AC. So pretty much, when I finish, if you need an AC man, I'm your guy.
and who doesn't need an AC man in South Louisiana, especially?
Right.
I mean,
this
is it's so hot, and we're starting off hotter than usual. Got me wondering how hot it's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not going to be any lack of work around here.
No doubt, no doubt. And I have to say, you hot, too, because you hadn't been on the scene that long. You recorded your first CD, what, you were 18 or still in high school, right?
I started when I was about 19. I wrote a lot of the songs when I was in high school.
Okay.
You know, and after that. But I released it in 2013, I believe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I was, I guess, 21 at okay. that time. Well, I guess I started recording when I was 20.
Okay, all yeah. right. All right, good, good, good. And we always play that that was your second CD, In Due Time, the great title song to it, and I think Louisiana Summertime's on that one, and that one really did well for you.
Yes, sir, yeah. And it actually got a lot of people are just now starting to catch on to that CD. Even
really?
Though it was released 3 years ago, a lot of people are just now hearing, you know, Louisiana Summertime, In Due Time.
Okay.
If I Was Your Man and stuff, and they love it. So,
yeah.
You know, I guess it just takes a while for everybody to hear it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all right. Long as they're catching on to it, that's a good thing. And you're still working on new music, and you have a new single out. We played it last week on the program, but we're going to play it again right now. Tell us a little bit about it. Although it's a story a lot of people can relate to, kind of explains itself almost.
Yeah. You know, I like to make music that people can relate to, you know, and everybody has one of these, you know,
yeah.
memories that they can reminisce on. So this pretty much kind of like a reminiscing song, just telling the story.
Sounds good. Well, let's reminisce a little bit with Rusty Matoir, the brand new single right here on the Zydeco Stomp on KRVS. Name of it is Riverbank. Check it out on KRVS 88.7 FM.
Time in every young man's life. That night he's always gonna remember. Wrote a little song about it.
to the riverbank. I knew life would never be the same when we made love on the riverbank. I gotta give thanks, thank you to the riverbank. I knew life would never be the same when we made love on the riverbank. 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 Love on the riverbank. Love on the riverbank.
Oh, oh, oh. Gotta say thanks. Thanks to the riverbank. New CD, well, new single, rather, Rusty Matoir and Zydeco Crush. Rusty, that's a really nice song, really nice story. A lot of people can relate to that for sure.
I appreciate that.
Doing a good job telling those stories. How does, we were kind of talking off mic, the songwriting process work for you? How do you do it?
Really, it's just when it comes to me, I gotta do it. Yeah. Because if I try to sit down and write a song, I'll come up with something, but it's not going to be anything that I'm really going to be trying to put on a CD or on a record or anything like that. Yeah. So it's usually when I'm concentrating on one thing, when I'm doing some kind of manual labor or working outside or cutting the grass or driving, something where I'm concentrating on one thing, that's when the songs usually come to me. So I got to either, you know, record it in my voice memo on my phone real quick so I remember to work on it later.
Okay.
If I'm at home, I'll pick up my guitar because I write all my songs on my guitar because that's what I do, you know, write out my chord progressions with. And then my melody comes on top of that, and then I put my accordion line, you know, I make it fit to that. So usually, you know, when it just comes to me, I gotta work on it right then and there, because if not, it's going to just fly out my mind, and I'm not going to remember what I was humming or what the words I was thinking about, or anything like that.
So as quick as it comes, you can forget it too.
Exactly.
It can go out.
That's with anything. That's not just music. That's with anything.
I understand that. But you're doing a tremendous job, and we look forward to that. That'll be your third CD, right?
That'll be my third solo CD. I did those two projects with Creole United also.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
right. But this is my third solo CD.
Fantastic. How did all this start for you? Music kind of runs in your family, right?
Yeah. Both of my grandfathers were Creole musicians.
Okay.
Louis Matoir and Cornelius Papillon. You know, but they were, you know, they played around the house, played around the family and stuff like that. So I grew up with, on holidays, everybody pull out their instruments because, you know, I got other relatives, uncles and cousins and stuff that play music too. So everybody pull out their instruments. We just jam on a Christmas Eve or Thanksgiving or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
By the time both of them had passed, I was about 15. So I picked up my accordion, and I just want to really just learn it just to play with the family, you know, just to keep it in the family. One thing led to another, and I, you know, kind of formed a little band, and I started getting gigs and then started writing songs, real songs, you know, and before I know it, I'm on the plane going play in France and Holland and on the East Coast and the West Coast. So, you know, it's been a wild ride.
You're kind of pitching yourself after a while, you know.
Right. Yeah. And especially when I'm playing these big festivals with a sea of people, and I'm looking out and I'm like, man, this is really what I'm doing. Like, I've always dreamed about something like this since I was a kid, but I never really thought I would do it.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm just blessed, and I'm thankful for all the opportunities that I've had, and you know, I just want to maximize on all the blessings and opportunities that I still get.
Amen. Dreams come true for Rusty Matoir from Lake Charles, Louisiana, our guest here on the Zydeco Stomp. Rusty, was there a moment you talked about, you know, playing with your family, holidays and stuff, where you said, I want to do that. I want to be on stage playing music.
Oh, yeah. Well, They weren't on stage. It was just, you know, this
but
just
no, just for you, was there a moment that was
said,
I want to do that?
You can see, well, we have, you know, my family has old pictures of me, and it'll be all older people in my family playing music. My uncle, my grandfather, my great uncles, you know, they're all playing music, and I'm the only kid in the background with my eyes just focused on them.
Mesmerized.
5 or 6 years old. All my cousins are outside playing basketball or something like that, you know, which I would play with them too.
Yeah,
but when
they
started pulling out the instruments, that's where I was.
You know.
So music has always been a part of my life. It just came out in different phases in different times of my life.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, at the point when I wanted to be on stage, I don't remember that particular moment, mm-hmm, okay. but I know I always wanted to do something with music.
Gotcha. Did you, how about in high school? Were you in a band or anything, high school band?
No, I wasn't in a band. I've never been, you know, trained musically. I've never taken any music classes. Every instrument that I play is self-taught, you know, accordion, guitar, bass, drums. Everything that I play is self-taught. Just kind of listening to it and kind of watching people and their techniques and stuff like that and trying to do it myself. Yeah. But no, never. I took band my senior year in high school just because I needed another elective. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I didn't read the music or anything. I just remembered. I played the drums.
Okay.
I played the snare.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, whatever they did, I kind of just remembered it, and I would just do it like that. I didn't know how to read the sheets and like that, but I was playing what they were playing.
Yeah, yeah, playing by ear and memory. That's all right, and look where you are now. That's tremendous. Rusty Matois, our guest here on the Zydeco Stomp. Rusty, we're going to go back to your last CD in due time. Got some good numbers on that. We play all the time here on the Stomp and KRVS. But one I really like, Louisiana Summertime, and I listen to this song. I want to go somewhere and get go through the drive-through and get a daiquiri and get some boudin cracklings. Just celebrate being in South Louisiana and enjoying South Louisiana life.
All right, this is the best place to be.
Yes, indeed. So how'd that story come about for you with that?
Really, when I was writing that song, I, for some reason in my head, I had going down, going crabbing, you know, good Saturday morning, leaving early in the morning, going crabbing, you know, have an ice chest full of crabs, come back and have a crab ball with the family or something like that. And for some reason, that was kind of the tone. Mm-hmm. When I was writing the song and, you know, everything kind of just came to me.
Cool, cool. Well, let's check it out one more time. It's a great one. Louisiana Summertime from Rusty Matois and Zydeco Crush right here on the Zydeco Stomp KRVS 88.7 FM.
Yeah.
Rusty, I can taste the boudin. I can smell the crackling. Louisiana Summertime. Oh, man, that's a great song off that In Due Time CD. Rusty Matoir and Zydeco Crush, and Rusty's with us from Lake Charles. Rusty, who's all in Zydeco Crush these days? What are the musicians in your band?
Well, on guitar, I got Caleb Lede from Lake Charles.
Oh, yeah.
Scrubboard, I have Cameron Levant, also from Lake Charles. Bass is Desmond Joseph from... It is hard to tell where Desmond is from. We say he's from Karen Crow, but I think he's from Lawtell or just the Opelousas area.
That's a good question. I saw him wandering around Zydeco Extravaganza last Sunday.
Oh, yeah, he's a good wanderer. He's a good wanderer. He's good at that. And Andrew Fontenot from Eunice on drums. You know, and every now and then I get another keyboard player, usually Randall Jackson with RJ and Zydeco Smooth will come help us out. A guy named Eric Joseph from the Orange area, and, you know, Nick Lede is still with us, you know. Mm-hmm. He had to take a little time off. He had a whole lot going on with his career with the, you know, the being the director of War 3 with the recreations, the sports director. I can't think of the athletic director.
Okay,
that's what it is.
All right. That's so cool.
You know, kind of got a revolving door of some musicians, but it's pretty much the same heart and soul with the band.
Yeah. So how is it being a band leader? There's a lot of moving parts.
There's a lot of moving parts. Man, I never thought it would be so much, but it's fun, you know, and I can handle it. I'm not complaining about it. It's a lot of work, but it's rewarding.
Amen to that. What's coming up for you as far as gigs or big events? What's happening?
Really, we're just all over the place. The next time will be around the Lafayette area. We'll be at Cowboys on June 22nd, and we'll be playing in Houston a lot coming up, and in Lake Charles on the 15th. I'm actually doing something I've never done before. Mm-hmm. I'll be getting on an airplane with no instruments.
Oh, wow.
I'm going on vacation.
Oh, so that's all right.
That's going to be, you know, that's going to be a treat. It's not going to be no business related. I've been on a plane tons of times.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I always had responsibilities and other people to be responsible for. So this is going to be nice.
That's good. Where are you going?
Actually going to Cancun.
Man, very nice. Oh, yeah, you're going to have a good time. No worries, just sit back, relax, enjoy the beach.
Yes, sir.
A little something to drink.
For the first time in my life, I'm taking a birthday trip. So.
Yeah, and happy birthday to you. You turn the ripe old age of 27 this coming Tuesday.
I'm going to be an old man come Tuesday. I appreciate it.
But Rusty, thanks for coming in. Keep on doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job doing that original music. I always push that with musicians because one day, back in the day, Clifton Chenier was a new artist. Boozoo was a new artist. So we have to keep having those new songs. And we've got to honor the tradition, but we got to have those new songs too. And you're telling some great stories in your song.
I appreciate it.
Good. What's any goal for you musically? Anything you specifically want to do?
That's a good question. Really, I just want as many people to hear and enjoy and love my music as possible.
Well, you're well on your way to doing that. Congratulations to you. Keep on keeping on. And let's check out another one from Rusty Matoir. And in fact, here's the title cut from the last CD, In Due Time, Rusty Matoir on the Zydeco Stomp, KRVS, 88.7 FM.
My time to shine. In due time, oh, in due time. If you sit right down, nothing
Another song from Rusty Matoir from that CD In Due Time. Rusty Matoir and Zydeco Crush, If I Was Your Man. And right before that, the title cut from the song. And what a great visit we had with Rusty Matoir. He's got that new single, The Riverbank. We'll be hearing that a lot more right here on KRVS and the Zydeco Stomp. And Rusty's all over social media. It's easy to keep up with. That's Rusty Matoir, M-E-T-O-Y-E-R, and Zydeco Crush. And he spells crush with K-R-U-S-H. So look forward to more good stuff from Rusty Matoir. This is the great Etta James. She's ready to tell mama. Tell her you're jamming on the Zydeco Stomp, KRVS, 88.7 FM. It's Saturday afternoon, y'all.
This is Megan Barrard with Bonsoir Catin. Bring the peanut butter, because Herman Fusilier's got the jam on the Zydeco Stomp on KRVS 88.7 FM and online worldwide at krvs.org.
We're going to party. We're going to party.
That's my song, Herman Fusilier.
We're going to party. They're gonna buy.
our favorites. Mr. Jeffrey Broussard on the fiddle!
Pound for pound, the best accordion player around. It's pretty good on the fiddle, too. Jeffrey Broussard. Live at the 2012 New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, doing his version of Oh Mama on fiddle. Go ahead on, Jeffrey Broussard and the Creole Cowboys. It's some good foot stomping zydeco, old style. And right before Jeffrey Broussard, we heard from the Grammy winner, Lifetime Achievement Award winner from the Grammys, from my hometown of Opelousas, the king of zydeco, Mr. Clifton Chenier, one of his classics from back in the 1970s when the Red Hot Louisiana Band was indeed red hot, with Paul Lil Buck Senegal, John Hart on saxophone, Stanley Durrell, Buckwheat Zydeco to come in on organ. They were throwing down on that one. Party down at the Blue Angel Club. Clifton Chenier and his Red Hot Louisiana Band. And then right before the King, we heard the Godfather, the hardest working man in show business, Mr. Please Please Himself, Soul Brother Number One. So many titles, lived up to them all. The Godfather, James Brown, a song appropriate for the weather conditions outside, The Body Heat, good stuff from JB. And we heard from one of the all-time great voices of rhythm and blues and one of her signature songs, Tell Mama, it's from the best of Etta James, the Millennium Collection.
Do it soft and slow, Herman Fuselier.
Somebody said, Herman Fuselier, you played one Etta James song. You can play another one. Play that one that sounds like Tennessee Whiskey. You mean Tennessee Whiskey sounds like it. Come on, Etta James.
Something told me it was over.
Yeah.
When I saw you.
Hand-holding music on the Zydeco Stomp KRVX.
Something deep down in my soul should cry, girl. When I saw you and that girl walking down
watch you leave me, babe. Most of all, I just don't want to be free, no.
Sa Herman Fuseli, audit sa.
Is it too early? I don't believe it is. Send the kids to Dairy Queen. Mom and daddy need some alone time.
Used to spend my nights out in ballroom.
Because it's slow drag time on the Zodiac Coast Stomp.
Liquor was the only love I'd known.
Come here, girl. Let me talk to you a little while.
But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back, being too far gone. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey.
Whiskey.